Chapter 8. The Underhive. The borrowed holding cell was too small. My brother, Major Ramsey Kilhaven, sat across from me, our knees almost touching under the table. Not since I was 8 had we sat this close together. He'd been 18 at the time.
So what brings you to a GF5?
Ram kept the cool grin of an older brother locked in place. I was going to ask you the same thing. I never understood why you took a commission in the Imperial Guard.
You were preoccupied, and then you were gone. Our mother took it poorly. Father, too.
He'd already signed off on your captaincy. They lost 2 sons that month.
Mother kept expecting you to walk through the front hall. Confessor Lewin delivered the death certificate in person. Did he know the truth?
Yes. He used an organ donor clone in only slightly worse condition than me. The Adeptus Arbitus verified my DNA and signed off on the cadaver. I thought it was a win.
And now?
Not at all. I keep thinking things can't get worse, and yet they do.
Little brother, things here got better when you arrived. Today was a win, our Legion's first on a GF5.
Everything has its cost, but yes, today was a win. I smiled as only a cocky younger brother will do. Place your bets accordingly. The blood cultists exploded, their tainted lives combining into one flesh-ridden fireball. It burned back down the avenue and through the company of traitor guardsmen. In seconds, there was only ash and blackened plascrete, vying with the blank stares of 1,000 silver eyes. Warp fire had never been my strength, but I had to admire its efficient results and the fact that it didn't leave an ounce of blood for the enemy's brushes. I gathered in the excess heat, quickly cooling the nearby passages before they got the chance to cook a commissar. Warp energy has an innate, chaotic intelligence. As a psyker and a parasite, I'd taken in a huge chunk of telekinetic and pyromantic energy from the 2 clashing psykers. My funnel ability had kicked in, amplifying the output, and the excess leaned hard against my mind. I pressed my hand against the alley wall and wrote my name with a simple silver V. 5 had been here. Releasing the overload of energy, I nudged it outward with my will. Follow the silver path. My surroundings shimmered in a silvery light as the new spell spread like a virus. It preyed on the blood curse, augmenting the weak artificial sunlight that had kept Sector 85B in a perpetual terror-filled dusk. The roots of the Bloodthorn's curse had found their first stone. They would grow no deeper on my watch. The rogue psyker had set spark after spark in place with his bloody brush, his patterns fostering a devious spell. Tied to a person's name, they chained the victim's spirit in place. Each became a source of unreal energy, a nebulous wave on a long thread waiting to be cut. That my silver energy could untangle each bloody knot seemed a simple feat. I bowed my head to the memories of other knots long suffered, and to McKittrick, the friend that had finally knocked on the door to oblivion.
The Lord of the Underhive sends his regards and has asked for an introduction.
The new voice sounded mythical for its immensity and angle of attack. I turned to look up at an armored giant. Nearly 8 feet tall, the ogre of a man carried a 4-barrel shotgun and a hefty ammo canister strapped across his back. His gunmetal blue eyes were as sincere as his weapon. "And you are?" I replied.
"Finn."
He was distracted by the shimmering walls around us, but his gun sight never wavered from a spot on my chest.
"The blood markings, they no longer burn my eyes."
I voided the cultist's curse, releasing the souls of the dead. The giant winced.
"The cultists paint with souls."
For a physical brute, the fighter was mostly human and perfectly eloquent in his speech. Genetically modified to fit the mold of the Imperial Guard, Ogryn commandos were only sanctioned within the bounds of the Astra Militarum. In that regard, we were nearly brothers. "Yes," I replied. "They steal our reality using the harshest methods."
"And what do you paint with?"
"Silver fire. Whatever comes to me. Call me 5.
"Are you sanctioned?"
"Does it matter?"
"Yes."
I reached into my pack and pulled out the badge of the Inquisition. "Does this satisfy?"
"It does not please, but it certainly proves your standing with the Emperor."
"And who do you serve?" The giant surprised me.
"The Firehead. She felt your power and is afraid."
Behind me, my bodyguard arrived. Geronimo Passingen's response was familiar. His bolt pistol cleared leather.
"Who is this Firehead?"
I spun, grabbing the gun barrels of both adversaries and pointing them upward. "Wait!" Having the hand grip of a telekine arc had its uses. We stood like that for a full minute as Finn and Passing and exchanged pleasantries. The Ogryn Commando and the Commissar finally relented and stowed the burning need to destroy the other. Junior Commissar Passing and please meet Finn. He was about to explain his position, the state of the Underhive, and its overlord.
Keegan Bast isn't the overlord, she's merely the protector. Lord Mantisera rules the Underhive, but only because Keegan has kept the cultists out.
Keegan is the Firehead?
It's a fitting moniker. Once you meet her, you'll understand why.
Why isn't she out here to greet us?
Mantisera won't allow it.
Will we be allowed in?
Unarmed, yes.
The Commissar will keep his weapon holstered. If that doesn't suffice, we can always meet Lord Mantisera out here.
Young man, what is your rank among the guard?
There is some dispute about that, but you can assume I'm at least a militant savant.
A psyker grunt?
I'm young and occasionally insane, but according to my Primaris, I have potential. The giant seemed to consider that for a second.
Beth, I watched you wipe the alleyway clean from both sides. The Commissar's boots are wearing what's left of an entire guard company.
They were traitors, I said. I'll gladly wipe the Underhive clean if we don't get an audience with the Underlord. Finn seemed used to the threat. After a moment's consideration, he stepped aside, saying,
I can't wait for you to meet Keegan. The two of you will make a great pair.
We were escorted through the defensive barriers and into a lift for the ride down. Finn wasn't the only Ogryn on duty. He had a full platoon, or perhaps a reduced company securing the service shaft. Someone had been hard at work on the defenses, and the route deeper into the Underhive seemed unnecessarily complex. It was a good sign. So was the fact that the Underhive seemed crowded. It harbored an array of refugees, and everyone was armed. The Underhive sector was normally an exclusive bastion of sanctioned neutrality. It existed to provide a balance to the strict lawful attitudes that held the rest of the hive in place. The fact that it had opened its doors to outsiders was another sign of Gaul's desperate times. More barriers lined the way into the ruling lord's abode, each backed by a mix of Imperial Guard and Planetary Defense Force regulars. The final ring consisted of uniformed arbiters toting hellguns. The lawgivers had fled in the face of unbound lawlessness and found sanctuary in a sector they'd been taught to avoid.
I am Lord Mantisera.
The Underhive's well-dressed ruler offered nothing in terms of greeting or get out. He couldn't be happy with the situation. Nobody in their right mind would be. But he acted as if it were business as usual. His eyes didn't offer outright callousness, but rather hinted at the scars of a long, devious life. A young woman stared daggers at me over Mantisera's shoulder. She wore the remnants of a guard uniform, the heavy jacket and boots, along with a pate of auburn red hair and an unfriendly scowl. The Firehead was young enough to be the Underlord's daughter, yet both asserted an unquestioned dominance over the sparse, high-walled audience hall. With his job done, Finn stood to one side, dutifully keeping an eye on Passingen's holster. Both men were bodyguards and soldiers for this round, while I was the unknown. I'm Five. I've come from Gaul Primus on a mission to collect the Overseer of Engineering and his extended family. Would you happen to know their location? Mantisera had other things on his mind. Simple things.
You eliminated a rogue psyker, three fell beasts, and the traitor guard company knocking at our gate. How?
I used her. I pointed at the fiery woman acting as his second. Is she sanctioned? The young woman's first words to me were a joy.
Fethu Psyker,
Finn clarified.
Keegan was sanctioned until her unit broke. Now, we're not so sure.
The Firehead didn't like others speaking on her behalf.
Fethu too, Finn, for bringing him down here.
I looked back at Finn. Is she always this lovely?
She's behaving herself. Keegan usually loses it after a skirmish, the fire.
Finn jumped, cut off by a spark that danced to life on his bald head.
Miss Bast, you weren't trained to be such a menace.
I bet she was, I countered, turning my attention to Keegan Bast. What happened to the rest of your arc? It was an innocent question on my part. Battle psykers weren't allowed to wander off in the middle of a war, at least not without a commissar watching their back. Fitting her pyromantic talent, the woman's fiery auburn hair outshone a pair of intense amber eyes and a nose that was slightly too large for her face. She kept her hair pulled back, tucked behind her ears, showing off the glowing complexion of a woman in her early 20s. Her full lips formed a frown that could melt any man's heart as she replied,
They turned and I killed them.
A sharp flick of her hand summoned a beam of fire. In an instant, I was a torch. The attack slid across my war shield. Waves of fire and silver danced, amplifying the energy, and I captured it in full. I shunted everything back to Starfire, replenishing my reserve. The distant power glaive was a bottomless pocket when it came to holding the dark energy of a psychic funnel. Normally silver, my irises gave off their own heat as I spoke through the flames. Lord Manicera, call off your attack dog. The Underhive boss clenched his teeth.
This isn't your domain. You have no right to give orders.
I knew better, but the fact that I was conversing while ablaze added a certain weight to my argument. By making it into your presence, I have every right to make my claim just as you have every right to negotiate the terms.
What do you want?
That Manticera asked was another good sign. Not one to be ignored, Keegan Bass turned up her own heat, increasing the power she threw at me and shaking with the effort. I could carry on two conversations at once. She pushed, and I pulled, jacking the pyro spell to full effect and melting the plascrete floor around us. Manticera was perspiring now, too.
Keegan, stop.
I can't. He won't let go.
She could, but she didn't want to. She was flushed, her breathing ragged, and still the warp fire flowed between us. Manticera was beginning to squirm at the heat and the immense display of power.
Please release her.
I'd never felt anything like it, and from the look on Keegan Bass's face, neither had she. The role of a guard funnel is to gather energy, amplify it, and destroy whatever target is at hand. Without a primary target on hand, I was breaking the dark energy down, converting it to my own raw silver energy reserve, and meeting it out to the world via an utterly new type of spell. The cultists painted their reality in blood on the city's walls, and in doing so, had shown me how to paint my own. I felt myself flowing across the glyphs in the sector above us, dotting them all with a dose of silver power.
Five, are you still with us?
An Ogryn's polite voice coaxed me back into existence. Barely. Like McKittrick, the spirits of Sector 85B were slow in letting go, while the souls in the surrounding hall looked more than eager to show me the door. Lord Manticera, what is Miss Bast doing here?
Warrant Bast is a guard psyker. Her Primaris gave in to the Bloody Herald's call and attacked the guard division they were supposed to be supporting. She was hunted after the collapse of the main defensive line and fled here for protection. Finn and his commandos were her escort. We have leveraged each other's skills to remain free of the Blood Cult's grip.
One might view you as being imprisoned rather than free.
We are both. We've been watching the rebels for months now. They harvest the sectors above us and have spread their bloody net across the whole city.
Do you have any plans to escape? The Felguard have figured out a way to counter Warrant Bast's fire spells. It's only a matter of time before they reach the Underhive entrance.
No, but we have Lord Alibran's wife and children. They hold knowledge critical to the survival of the cluster.
And Lord Alibrand?
He didn't make it in. We assume he was apprehended and sacrificed with every other noble the cultists could find.
Sector 85B is practically empty, and the Blood's nearest spells have been voided. If you plan on leaving here alive, I suggest you do so now.
And give up our place on the underside of the belly of the beast. Never.
Tertius is but one belly out of six, is it not?
True. But there is one Bloodthorn in this cluster, and the demon host needs a safe burrow to complete its rite of birthing.
Do you know where it resides?
No, but others certainly do.
Manticera seemed to run the numbers, and things didn't add up.
The token you carry is from Ordo Hereticus, yet Finn tells me you are Imperial Guard, a militant savant. What haven't you told us?
What hadn't he told me? Everything. The fact that Manticera recognized a Hereticus badge offered me a big hint in that regard. Warrant Bast crossed her arms, her stance saying one sure thing. She outranked me. With her pyromantic punch, it wasn't a surprise. I turned my attention back to the firehead as I answered Manticera's question. This is my first war.
Who's your Primaris?
She replied. Psyker Lord Tan Rovira. I could brag.
I've heard of her. She has a reputation for being solid and smart. Why isn't she here?
You said it yourself. She's solid and smart. I don't qualify for either virtue, but I am her head of security. Keegan found a smirk.
And what does that mean?
According to Rovira, it was a calling for those with an ounce of awareness, utmost loyalty, and a keen sense of paranoia. I never asked why a Psyker Lord would need someone to watch their back, but maybe that was the point. It means I've met the Bloody Herald and sent him packing.
You didn't kill the beast?
Said Manticera. He had three friends. I killed those instead and sent a message.
What did that entail?
That Five has come to negotiate.
Like you negotiated with those traitors in 85B?
Yes.
How long have you been in the Gaul Theater?
2 days. Mantisera coughed.
And you bested Miss Bast?
I'm a funnel. I used her warp fire to destroy the threat. That wasn't the entire truth, but it would suffice.
Did you ask her permission first?
The question seemed odd, but I answered. No, there wasn't time. I hope that she will forgive me. Mantisera eyed the young woman, getting a curt nod in return, a truce. He made his best offer.
I will give you Lady Alibrand and her brood on 2 conditions. The first is that you take Warrant Bast and her Ogryn escort with you. They belong to the Imperial Guard more than they belong to Hive Tertius or me. The second is that you return and tell me where the Bloodthorn is hiding.
Why, I said. What could you do? Mantisera shrugged.
Flee. Negotiate. What would you do if you knew where to find it?
I wouldn't negotiate, at least not as I was doing now. Either Mantisera had balls the size of a supernova, or he was bluffing. That he was giving away a key piece of his protection pointed to the former. I took my eyes off the boss. Does Keegan Bast agree with your conditions? I won't force her to come along. Our surgically implanted channeling devices required a massive amount of trust between the funnel and supporting arcs. Bast had been burned before. I could see the distrust in her eyes and the anger of experiencing a funnel gone rogue. A channeling of warp energy was normally euphoric for all parties involved, but not when it was taken against one's will or beyond one's limits. Mantisera confirmed my suspicions.
Miss Bast offered her Ark a merciful death, as the traitor Primaris overpowered their minds and emptied their souls. There was no one there to do the same for her.
Bast's face went blank as she sought to hide her shame. She didn't say a word. I stepped forward, holding out my hand to the young woman. It was a test of will, hers against the universe. Wanting to feel what she felt, my personal shield dropped at that moment. She responded, stepping forward and slapping me hard across the face. Her hand had to sting as much as her broken heart as it connected. It was all I could do to acknowledge her power and her pain and remain standing. If she needed to take another swing, I was game. But she waited, allowing me a response. I whispered, "Please turn around." She did, lifting her auburn hair and showing off a pair of raw scars, one behind each ear. A crude surgery had been performed, destroying her Imperial Guard implants. The surgical intervention was incredibly risky, but had probably saved the young woman's life. Impressive work. Do you have one of these? I removed my right glove, showing off the back of my hand. A dead flower snaked beneath my sleeve and up my arm. It was the dead mark of a banished warp creature. I wanted to bridge the gap between us. I wanted Keegan Bast to know I'd suffered a similar soul-rending trauma. I knew the shame that she felt. She took an uncertain step back. Feth. Nobody claimed that I knew how to impress a woman. Mantisera stood to get a better look.
You are unmarked. What was the entity's name?
Gorsamon the Gold. Know it?
No, but that explains the collar and the commissar.
Mantisera hadn't been fooled by Passingen's act or mine. He'd called me unmarked. He had an idea. I could see it in his eyes. He didn't know half of the truth, but at the time, neither did I. Lord Mantisera, my name is Five. I swear on my name that I will take House Alibrand to safety, and if allowed, return with the Bloodthorn's location.
Miss Bast will escort you.
Mantisera turned his gaze on his surrogate enforcer.
Keegan, that is an order. You may return when he does, but not before.
As she acquiesced, his sigh of relief seemed to fill the room. The all-too-human gesture was a sign that the Underhive had truly held the Bloodthorn of Gaul at bay. I would do my part to honor their stand.